Said it is ending sanctions waivers for five countries importing Iranian oil, hoping to put new pressure on Tehran to curb its military aggression in the Mideast by cutting off its main source of national revenue. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters shortly after the White House announcement that by ending the sanctions waivers, the U.S. has made clear our seriousness of purpose.
We've made our demands very clear to the Ayatollah and his cronies. End your pursuit of nuclear weapons. Stop testing and proliferating ballistic missiles. Stop sponsoring and committing terrorism. Halt the arbitrary detention of U.S. citizens. Our pressure is aimed at fulfilling these demands and others, and it will continue to accelerate until Iran is willing to address them at the negotiating table.
If any of the countries that previously had waivers from the U.S. sanctions on oil trades with Iran continue to make purchases, it could affect trade with the U.S. Sri Lankan police said Monday the death toll from the series of explosions at churches and hotels has risen to 290 people. Another 500 were injured in the blast. The country's health minister, Rajitha Sanaratne, said Monday that the National Taufik Jamaat organization is responsible for the suicide bombing, but must have had help from the outside.
We don't see that only a small organization in this country can do all that. There is all we are now investigating about the international support for them. And there are other links where they can produce, how they produce the suicide bombers here and all these things.
All of the suicide bombers were Sri Lankan citizens. A strong earthquake in the northern Philippines Monday left several people dead, trapping others in buildings and damaging the capital's secondary airport. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake hit 6.3. This is VOA News. Sudan's ruling transitional